Art, form, and expression. Let us imagine for a moment that we are in the main square of a Mesoamerican city, as if we had traveled back in time and suddenly found ourselves witnessing a festival day. We observe the vast space of the plaza, where the ground is level, smooth, and clean. Several paved roads converge upon the open space, and drainage gutters run parallel to one of them. Platforms with steps encircle the square, and temples and palaces stand atop the platforms. Some walls are covered with polished stucco, others are painted a bright red. The sound of drums can be heard coming from different temples, all playing precisely the same beat. There is a chorus of voices, deep and slow, emanating from the monasteries next to the temples. The rippling white background formed by the pilgrims' cloaks is interrupted by the endless red of the tunics, capes, and tilmas worn by members of the nobility and city authorities. Feathers on the headdresses, many of them bright green, also flutter in the breeze. Warriors wear their gala shields, decorated with blue and yellow macaw feathers. If we were to climb the staircase at our backs, we would come to a magnificent portico flanked by sculptures leading into a palace. And once across the threshold, we would be surprised by the opulent paintings inside, showing birds, alligators, stars, battles. In one room, we would see wicker stools, rabbit fur mantles, pillows, ceramic vessels with fantastic forms, and perhaps again be surprised by the green jade breastplate worn by a solemn man at our side. The unparalleled wealth of Mesoamerican artistic expression is one of the things that speak to us of that ancient civilization's great force and personality.